what's on your heart these days? You know, you've been active, you have so much to say. What's the thing that you keep coming back to? When you go home and people are not at you and you're just thinking on your own, what seems to be central to your concerns these days?
Well, in a perverse kind of way, I feel privileged to be alive at a real epochal turning point in history. I'm convinced that finance capital is in a terminal stage of decay, that all the contradictions are coming home to roost, and it doesn't have long to last. Now, how long is long? Doesn't mean that it's going to collapse tomorrow. You know, it might, but it doesn't mean that it's going to collapse 20 years from now. But I liken it to an old car. The transmission's shot, the wiring's no good, the engine's shot. Everything is wrong with this car. Now, you don't know what day it's going to break down, but you do know that someday, and someday soon, it's going to stop and it's not going to start again. You can't predict if it's going to be the engine or the transmission or the wiring. It could be any or all of those, because all of its systems are derelict and about to shut down. Well, that's the way this system is. And what we're seeing, and we'll see, continue to see, is crises that are deeper and ever more frequent. For example, we just had the Great Meltdown, but the European situation at the moment has all the potential to be even more destructive. And yet, all around the world, there are bottlenecks and contradictions in which this capitalist machine is liable to go totally a kilter.
Can I extend your metaphor? You talked about the capitalist machine as if it were a car. Now, I don't know about you, but with my old car, I keep trying to sort of patch it up. You kind of throw good money after bad. You kind of keep it on its last legs. What's the analogy then in our financial system of the way we band-aid things? And talk some more about what's wrong with this car and what are some of the forces that kind of prop it up long enough for another few miles of running.
Well, I guess I hope that the analogy actually can be extended. Let's try this one. The owners of this capitalist car, which is in terminal disrepair, are looking constantly all over the neighborhood to steal other people's tires, other people's batteries, other people's windshield wipers, other people's stuff. They have devolved to a process that is like early capitalism, in fact, like colonialism and the slave trade, a stage of primitive accumulation, where it's not what they can produce, but what they can steal. And this is why the United States, although it clearly is losing ground to developing nations economically, maintains a military force that costs more than all the militaries of all the rest of the countries in the world, because that's the last card they have to play. This is what allows them to be armed robbers and go out and steal other people's batteries and tires and countries.
Now, you mentioned stealing and robbery, you mentioned slavery. What about the racialized dimensions of, you know, when Occupy talks about the economic system, sometimes it's very much posed in class constructs, which is true, but there's a racial dimension to what you're talking about. There's, I'd say, a gendered dimension. Can you break that down a little bit? Because we're not always hearing that when people talk about the banksters.
Well, this was one of the problems that lots of black folks had with Occupy from the very beginning, this 99% versus the 1%. And black folks did not see the particularity of their condition reflected in that. It seemed to paper over any problems within the 99% and put it all on the plutocracy, all on Wall Street. It denied black folks' desire for and right to self-determination outside of the simple class agenda.
And do you want to say what can be done to correct that and kind of bring a new synergy? What would be your, I mean, you're someone who actually sees the intersectionality of these things. If you were writing the next press release, not for Occupy, but for, you know, Glenn Ford wants to change the world, what would that press release say?
No, it means that the Occupy movement should purposefully be attempting to involve itself in struggles that are central to the lives of black and brown people, to become merged with the organizations that already exist, to consciously try to create the political conditions in which new organizations emerge, not just in black and brown America, but in white America as well, and that they are jointly involved in collaborative struggle. It is through struggle that the alliances will be made, struggle around specific crises, specific issues. That's how people actually come together in ways that count and in ways that last.